I'm so proud that we cooperate bilaterally, because together we can also provide answers and solutions to the rest of the world.
2020 saw a pandemic-induced 6% drop in global greenhouse gas emissions, but worldwide carbon emissions are expected to increase 4% in 2021. The need for speed on climate solutions is clearer with each passing year and each extreme weather event, and climate progress operates on multiple scales. Example, the state of Minnesota is working with Finland to expand sustainable technologies. Mr. Ville Skinnari is Finland's Minister for Development Cooperation and Foreign Trade, and he's in Minnesota to work with Governor Tim Walz on expanding climate cooperation. Hi, Ville. Welcome to Minnesota, and thanks for joining me on ClimateCast.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be with you.
So what attracts a country like Finland to work with Minnesota on climate solutions?
Well, here in Minnesota, we signed this cooperation and commitment because together we can get the answers, practical answers at the local level, because what we have learned in Finland that we really have to work at the city level, regional level. We have to work with the companies, but especially we have to work with the people. That's the most important thing. And I'm so proud that we cooperate bilaterally, because together we can also provide answers and solutions to the rest of the world.
What are the biggest impacts of climate change that you and people are seeing in Finland?
We are very concerned about the situation. Normally in Finland, we'd have white Christmas, even in the capital of Helsinki. Now it's been challenged. And last summer was very dry, weaker crops at harvest. So everybody is concerned. We can see and feel the climate change in Finland, and we are literally at the Arctic Circle. So situation is very warm, worrying, and that's why we have to take actions together.
So tell us about some specific areas that you are working on with Governor Walz of Minnesota.
I'm here today meeting the University of Minnesota, and I really look forward to improve and deepen the cooperation with Finland and our universities and institutes. But of course, it's also a matter of business-to-business cooperation and government-to-government cooperation. So I think it will be, and hopefully we will deliver joint ventures to co-develop the solutions.
You mentioned companies. Of course, we have some great companies in Minnesota, Fortune 500 companies. What kind of partnerships can you envision involving companies in Finland and Minnesota?
Well, today I had the great opportunity to visit 3M here in Minnesota, and I was very impressed. So that's just a great example. I really look forward to work with the university people, with the new talented teams for startups and raise funding together and really create jobs here in Minnesota, but also back home in Finland.
When it comes to climate solutions, does Finland and your neighbors see economic opportunity in climate solutions?
In Finland, we believe that creating solutions for climate challenge, we believe that it's also very good business. And we, the country of Nokia, we saw the 1990s mobile revolution. Now we see that, for instance, electric vehicles, the services, the charging business, for instance, there is so much business opportunities, not just for hardware, but also for software. And I'm very happy that Mr. Governor is now coming to Finland to look at new innovations, new intellectual properties, how we can partner, how we can create joint ventures, and how we can really do business together.
Ville Skinnari, Finland Minister for Development, Cooperation, and Foreign Trade, thanks so much for visiting with us on ClimateCast today.
Thank you so much.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.